You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
Yes, it is. It's been quite the offseason for Jerry. We have not heard him for a long time. It's been, a few months, I think, since Jerry's been on the show.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, he's taking his summers off and working on short game a little bit and, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies, doing what he does best.
Short game a little bit. What is Jerry's deal? Has he only got a couple left? Or
I don't know.
I think he's up until the next CBA, I believe. I don't think Jerry's going anywhere anytime soon. He's very comfortable in the role, and he loves doing what he's doing, and I think the owners are comfortable with that as well. You know, after Seattle paid $650, Vegas $600, new TV deals down in the States, I think they're pretty happy.
Yeah, they're on the road to financial recovery. That's the
coming out of COVID,
focus.
Too, exactly.
Based on COVID. So that's you know, he's helped grow this league, regardless of what you think of him.
If I was Jerry, I would have went to the owners and said, Goodell makes, $50 a year, Hayes?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say 25, or I walk.
Well,
I think he's at 8 or 9 or 10 or something. It's not like
he's making a lot of money.
Peanuts.
If it's based
ultimately,
on the revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, the NFL makes so much more money than the NHL.
Right.
But is it, you know, 10 times more? Probably not. You know, maybe Jerry does have something that he could bring to the table on that front.
Right.
All right, enough of this. Do we have an opening statement, I believe, from Jerry?
Yes.
We want to hear from him. Let's see what he has in store.
Jerry's back, pigeons, and better than ever, with the best clothes to wear, Drew Brees-like hair, and hot takes with a ridiculous amount of flair. So let's do this, Jerry style.
He's so horny today.
He is. I mean, when he starts rhyming, you know you're in for one.
Yeah.
You know you're in for one.
Let's get to it. Fire one up.
Mitch Marner's getting the whipping boy treatment in Toronto, but that won't matter when the season starts. Because Mitchie Marner's is going to finish top five in league scoring. Jerry believes he'll get it done.
Jerry must have been listening to the previous segment. We were talking about Marner and the reaction in the city and how people are feeling about his performance in the playoffs and him in general and what he brings to the table. Jerry's saying top five in points when all is said and done.
I think he'll finish outside the top five. I'll go top 10, but I just think of, I mean, though, he puts up points and he's right alongside Austin Matthews is going to rip home 60. I'll give a 50-50, man. I'll give a 52% chance.
Wow.
What is happening right now?
I'm sorry. That was all over the place. That was all over the place. 52%.
52%. You are a changed man when it comes to Jerry. And I like it. That's more appropriate.
Yeah.
You're not certain, so you're going to lean into the majority.
Yeah.
You're actually
the
taking
days
it seriously.
Of saying 100 are over.
Wow,
I'm gonna just be realistic. It's 52%.
More analytical. I like it. Okay, 52%. I like it. What do you got,
analytical.
Noodles?
21%. You know, there's a good chance 1 in 5 type of scenario.
Yeah.
He's, you know, there's Marchand. Like, there's guys that we forget that consistently put points up, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so yeah, but he's one of them. So you have to factor that in too. So it's I think that's why I went. It seems lower, but it's not. I'm playing. That's a 1 in 5 chance.
No, that's still offering up a lot of confidence, and
I
it's
think
compliment.
So too.
We're putting him in this company, which he deserves to be based on last year. He was in the top five.
Yeah.
I think you're fighting for 3 spots because we're all assuming healthier. McDavid's got one in the top five. I think Draisaitl has one in the top five. So
right.
I think those two, if they play 82 games, you're talking 3 spots.
Right.
You got guys like McKinnon, guys like Panarin who could put up big points. Pasta can put up big points. Kucherov, if he's backing at 100% healthy, clearly could put up big points. So I'm going to go a step further than O, because I think if he's playing with Matthews, which he will, and he's playing 24 minutes a night like he did last year, which will be expected because of their depth issues at times up front, I'll say 55%. Just wanting one-upping the O-Dog, but it's a coin flip. If he's not in the top five and he's healthy, I expect him certainly somewhere between 6 and 10, 100%. What else do we have, Jerry?
Jabby loves him some Ryder Cup action and one shot 64 at Whistling Straits. From the tips, and my American heroes will be triumphant this year over those losers in Europe.
64 from the tips of Whistling Straits.
Jerry, what kind of game is he bringing to the golf course?
What a rally. That might be a club record. That's could be close to it from the tips.
For 64. an amateur chop to get on the tips on that track and blow a 64 at that course.
That's impressive. I like it. But he's got the Americans winning. He's got them winning the Ryder Cup.
No way. No way. I'm going 15% on the Americans winning. You start out with Bryson and Brooksy, and then Brooksy's comments about the Ryder Cup. Just their whole approach to it. And poor Steve Stricker, who is the best guy, the team guy, he loves America, loves the Ryder Cup, loves everything about it. It's got to deal with these guys. I just don't see them putting it together. 15%.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I'm going to go low based on the chaos going on with them. 8%. Because I don't like the attitude. I think there's a, you know, it seems dysfunctional. Now, sometimes dysfunction wins just on talent.
Yes.
But
I don't like with these guys though, Jamie.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like what I'm hearing out of there.
I'm going to go higher than that because they're on home soil, and talent for talent across the board, they are more talented. Like John Rahm is clearly, he's the number one player in the world right now. You get past Rahm, you're talking Americans, what, 2 through 6, 2 through 7? Like, is there a European? I guess Rory would be there if he's hot, but would you take Rory over Morikawa? Would you take Rory over DJ? Rory over JT? Rory over a healthy Koepka right now? I don't know. I mean, they're loaded with talent. So I'm going to say 60%. That they can get this done on home soil. I know there's a lot of noise right now, a lot of dysfunction, but talent across the board, they're better. And they've been better. They're better almost every single Ryder Cup, and it has been irrelevant in the past. But, and it's not that Europe is terrible, of course not, but this American team is loaded. Like, they are loaded with talent.
Dude, they're loaded every year at the Ryder Cup.
Right.
Every year you say, this is loaded. They're loaded.
Yeah.
And they never get it done.
Yep, they do. But I'm going to hold out hope a little bit more, although I don't really side with the Americans or the Europeans, quite frankly. I'm looking forward to it. I love the tournament. But I'll say, I think I said 55% the Americans win.
Jerry's got some preseason award predictions. And I'm guaranteeing two of these four will come to life this season. McDavid wins the Hart. Matthews wins the Rocket. Vasilevsky wins the Vezina. Tampa wins the Cup again. Looks like me and Bill Daly will be getting greased down in Florida again.
Yeah, he and Bill Daly, they are very familiar with South Florida. And although last year was in a bubble, they were familiar with Edmonton and the bubble lifestyle. But two of the four have to happen for this to work out for Jerry. McDavid wins the Hart, Matthews wins the Rocket, Vasilevsky wins the Vezina, Tampa wins the Cup. What's the percentage two of those come to fruition?
80%.
I'm 20%.
80%.
Okay.
Is Vasilevsky's Vezina is one of them, right?
Vasilevsky, Vezina, did That's not win it
lock,
last year.
Well, lock, lock. McDavid, Hart, there's the lock too. Throw in Matthews, that's 80%. I'll actually go 100 on that one.
100%.
100%.
Okay.
If Vasilevsky doesn't win the Vezina this year, he's got to be, like, if he's healthy, there's no way he doesn't win it. No
These
way.
These guys are, all I see is on Kucherov's Instagram or one of those guys' Instagram that I don't think those guys have looked at a bike all summer.
No.
The three Russians have been Sergachev's grown
and their
as
agent.
You know,
I've never seen an agent get that drunk with the Stanley Cup before.
Good for them. But I just think Tampa is going to be in third gear in the regular season. They're going to be good enough. They're going to, you know, lay some spankings out here and there. But I don't think they're from day one, they're going to go, we got to win the President's Trophy. So that concerns me about Vasilevsky and Tampa Bay. think about a team winning three cups in a row. So there's two off the table potentially for me. Potentially. Not saying that that'll happen. McDavid, health, you know, great. I believe he can do it. And Matthews, health. That's my concern with him. Because if he's not, you know, ready game one, now all of a sudden you're chasing it to get, you know, to get to 50 or 60 or whatever. Not saying he can't do it. I believe he can do it.
They all can. Like, they're all reasonable.
They all can. But
they're favorite.
I everyone's coming for Tampa. Everyone's coming for Vasilevsky. They know he's the best goalie on the planet. Like, it just, it's a lock if they have their best season. So just, it's not guaranteed they will.
No, I'm with you. I'm going to go even lower than you, Noodles. I'm going to say 10% because I don't see Tampa winning three in a row. That, like, it is so difficult. It's, when was the last time that happened? Was it the Islanders in the early 80s?
Yeah, like, Oilers. Was it Islanders or Oilers?
Oilers never won three in a row.
That's right.
They won 84, 85, 87, 88, and then 90. They never won four in a row or three in a row. So I don't see that happening. I just, as great as Tampa is and they're the best team in the league, I think someone will get them in the playoffs. Someone will knock them out in a seven-game series, bloodbath, goalie stands on his head. So that one I don't see happening. Vasilevsky, to your point, he's the best goalie in the world, but it's a weird position to handicap. And Matthews, McDavid, narratives pop up with the Hart Trophy. You know, I think Matthews might have the best shot at this because it's just a tangible number. You got to hit the most goals and you win. McDavid, it goes, you know, some people might have McDavid fatigue. You know, what if the Oilers don't have the greatest season? There are things that can go against that.
McDavid might get 150 points this year.
I understand that, but LeBron doesn't win the MVP every year. Probably should have for 15 years straight. But
you're right.
Doesn't. And McDavid's not going to win it every single year.
I know, but I don't think that the NHL, the people that vote, I don't think they go sniffing as much. They don't sniff out for that guy having the outstanding year. They focus in and they zero in, and they love to have McDavid in their sights. Mm-hmm. I don't think they want to sniff that much.
Well, they might not be in the mood to sniff.
You're right.
Not everybody is at all times.
You're right about
my
that.
My only worry is that the kid in Colorado is pissed.
Oh, like, yeah.
That McKinnon might be from you know, day one drop of the puck. He might be a man on a mission.
There's a number of guys you can point to, I think, Noodles, where you can say this guy, that guy, the other guy. There's some obviously some great players in this league. So I'll say 10%. They're all the favorites across the board, but you got to hit two of the four. All right, we got some Jerry's After Dark we'll get to in about an hour.